Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today Margot Rossi of Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress. With everything going on with the COVID-19, the coronavirus situation, Margot, for a little while you kind of had to stop your home remedies classes, but I understand you've come up with a very creative way to get them started back up.
Yeah, we had to obviously suspend our panel and our community clinic that we were going to hold earlier in March. We just didn't feel right about potential exposure, even though there wasn't a mandate to do physical distancing at that point. But now we've put it online. So we're now holding class through an online meeting platform called Zoom, which if any of your listeners have been listening to the news, I just want to reassure them that we have encrypted our platform, so it's safe, yes.
Okay.
We're having presenters come and teach online. Last week, we had Jen Rambo speaking about anti-inflammatory foods, which are really helpful to reduce the effects of stress in our body, which this is a very stressful time.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
That was a relevant topic for many people. Anti-inflammatory foods also help alleviate pain, since inflammation can be part of why we have chronic pain, or it can contribute to the intensity of pain. And we had 11 people show up.
Well,
online.
That is pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely. So just as we do every week, we had a mindfulness practice session. That just helps, again, to reset and calm the nervous system. And then Jennifer did her presentation, and we had a little time for question and answer. And this week we're doing it again. We're hoping that we have a robust group of people. Our topic is very relevant. It's the title of the presentation is Surfing the Winds of Change. I'll be presenting on simple practices people can do to help calm their nervous system down, which is really important when you're trying to make important decisions, trying to get through new experiences like filing for unemployment or filing for a loan or, you know, working with your landlord to negotiate your rent. It's important that we have a clear mind. So we'll be practicing those. And then Jeff Spargo from the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force will be joining us and letting us know what resources are available locally to help people through this time, whether it's for your mental health or your physical health or your financial health. So that's what we've got in store this Saturday.
Oh, that sounds great. Same hours as it was before, starting at 10?
Yes, 10 to 11:30. I send out a newsletter to people with the link to the class, to the online class. So if people want to tune in, they have to ask for the link, and they can do that through the path-homeremedies.org website. They could do it through our Facebook page, which is Home Remedies Initiative. So those are the two ways you can get a link if you're not already on our newsletter.
So if you'd like to be a part of this, if you're listening, you'd like to be a part of it, and give you an opportunity to try out Zoom. I keep hearing about Zoom. I have not actually used it yet, but I have a feeling I will only be able to avoid it so long. Sounds
yeah,
like it's really
true.
Something neat. It's good that you're going to go on. Now, you'll take next weekend off after this weekend. The next one is Easter Sunday, so you'll take Easter weekend off and then come back again and see how it goes. Is that the plan?
Yes, we'll be coming back on Saturday, April 18th. Jade Pierce, who is a local acupuncturist who has an office in Burnsville and Spruce Pine, she'll be talking about Chinese medicine. We haven't clarified her topic yet, but she's a great presenter. She'll have some good information, and we'll be taking question and answer. The topic may or may not have to do with coronavirus, but it definitely will have to do with either stress or pain and how we can help ourselves, and which is crucial now that we're not able to see our healthcare providers so easily. We really need to learn skills to help ourselves. And that's what we're here for.
Yeah, makes it that much more important. Well, Margo, thank you for taking a minute to talk to us about it. And we'll check back in with you after Easter and remind everybody again. But this Saturday, and again, path-homeremedies.org or the Home Remedies Initiative on the Facebook machine. Get the information, get the link, and join in. Our guest today, Margo Rossi of Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress. Margo, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us today. Be safe. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.